Caroline, thank you so much for joining us today on behalf of Sims for Cork Chambers podcast. Tell me a little bit, Caroline, about fertility in the workplace and where we're at. Is there a road ahead with workplaces in terms of raising awareness about fertility, do you feel?
Yes, to both. I think there are companies out there at the moment who are doing really, really great work. They have very strong policies. Some have benefits towards fertility treatment. And then we also have, you know, smaller companies that don't know where to start. A company or a manager or a team leader starting the conversation around fertility and just bringing it into an open conversation would have a massive impact on, you know, staff, employees who may be struggling with fertility or may not even have considered thinking about their fertility or starting a family. So I think once we can open the conversation and have, you know, an honest and transparent, authentic ethos within our workplace around fertility, benefits will be huge.
Because, Caroline, there's an education piece around this as well.
But what we would like to see is that there is a cohort of patients that come to us where not knowing about fertility and issues around fertility and their AMH when they were younger could prevent those couples having to come into us when they're in their 30s. Now, the AMH is a simple blood test. It measures your ovarian reserve, so the amount of eggs that you have in your body. It starts dropping off as you get older. Being aware of that, it's only one factor. Let's be fair about it, but it is only one factor, but I think it's a good starting point. So if people in their late 20s, early 30s, just start becoming familiar with that figure, then they can track and make their own informed decisions.
But I guess this is where the likes of Sims would come in if they were going into workplaces, giving talks or doing workshops. That's where, like, information such as that would come up for people that maybe aren't aware of it, don't know about it. And that's an access to a whole broad range of age groups in a workplace. You know, is that the kind of impact that Sims would like to make?
It is, Fiona. I think, I suppose there's different ways of accessing your teams within the workplace. We can, you know, do Zoom if it depending, you know, a lot of hybrid working, so not everybody's in the workplace. We can go at lunchtime, lunch and learn sessions where they're quite informal, to the more traditional kind of, you know, information providing sessions, classroom style. They are well attended, and it starts the conversation. And I think any company or organization that even reach out to us and open the door to having the conversation, it's a big start. Because we're later starting primary school. We're not 3 and 4 or 4 and 5, we're 6. Transition year. We have 65% of the female population has a third level qualification. You're 23, 24, you're doing a master's. 26, 27, you want to go away, you come back. Are you going to take that managerial role? Or are you considering starting a family? So we'd like that cohort of people to have the information to make an informed decision rather than letting it to chance.
And is that what you're seeing? I mean, you said, I think 1 in 6 couples have a journey with a fertility clinic. Is that what you're seeing, that they're kind of saying, I didn't know, for
there
a lot
is,
of them?
There not a lot of them. There is a cohort, and I suppose, you know, there's always going to be fertility issues, medically indicated fertility issues, whether it's male or female. But there is a cohort of patients who just didn't know their AMH when they were in their late 20s before they made the decision to, you know, travel, buy the house, save for the house. God knows that's taking forever at this stage. And, you know, leaving the consideration of starting a family until we have all these boxes ticked. It's society. That's how we're traveling at the moment. So in doing that, if you have the information around your, and I'm using AMH because it's a very simple blood test, and it's, you know, it's an indicator of where you might track on that range, that if you have that information, knowledge is power, and make an informed decision. Maybe you still want to go traveling or get the house or do whatever, but you know why you're doing it and what you're doing it for.
You're equipped with that information that some people maybe haven't been in the past.
Yeah, like there's still going to be fertility issues, you know, for a variety of reasons. But that one small, it's probably a small cohort, but nonetheless, it's avoidable. And that's very hard. You know, when you see gorgeous couples coming into the clinic, 33, 34, 35, and their AMH is on the on the floor. You know, it would be lovely to see that cohort reduce in population.
We're at a stage now where we'll say my parents' generation, a lot of them, the vast majority of them probably had children a lot earlier than we're having them now, you know. Yeah. I mean, the research and the stats will show that couples are getting married later and, you know, couples are starting families later. And do you think that maybe these are kind of the reasons that, you know, we feel maybe it's a societal norm to start a family later, but actually that's not how Mother Nature works? Is that kind of where
it
we're
is?
At?
No, you're spot on, Fiona, with that, because, you know, like I say, women are born with all their eggs, so there's no rejuvenation, there's no replenishing every month. We have all that we have. Once you hit puberty, they start dropping off. But when you hit 25, 26, 27, there's a significant drop. Then when you get into your 30s, it's petering off. In your 40s, it's dropping. So when you say our parents' generation having kids at 21, 22, 23, that early 20s, that's perfect. But our lives don't work like that. We're not married at 21 anymore. You know, we're studying, we're getting degrees, we're getting masters, we're going traveling, we're going to Australia. And our parents didn't have as much issues around buying the house, you know, and letting that very traditional trajectory in relationships and life happen. It's very, very different. So again, it comes back to having the information. Have the information and make your decision.
And Caroline, what has been the feedback like on some of the sessions that you have done in workplaces?
I think surprise is probably the one word that would come to mind that we'd kind of debrief as a team afterwards, that people are surprised that around the AMH, they're surprised that it's almost half female, half male issues. You know, there's a perception that it's a very female issue, and that's not the case. You know, like I said, no couple wants to come into the clinic. They don't arrive there. It's a long, long road to get to that point. So I think there's a bit of reassurance there that fertility is spoken about, and is people can have that conversation within the workplace. You can talk to a colleague. You know, someone has a cooler box in the fridge in the kitchen for medication, just reducing the stigma around it. You know, we have very vibrant and dynamic workplaces and really great teams. Even yourselves here, how you engage with each other. I don't think having a conversation around fertility here with your team would raise any eyebrows, you know, and that's the way it should be everywhere.
Can HR policies grow and adapt with this? And is that what, would that be the long-term goal of what you're trying to do here?
Yeah, I am. Again, a lot of companies have very good, robust policies already in place. The point that we would like to make in terms of fertility policies is flexibility. Just, it's not, we say fertility journey, it's not going to be forever. Do you know, like if someone is in treatment, they might need 3 scans over a 10, 12 day period. So it's just being flexible. They're 20 minute scans. So we have 6 sites around Ireland. We try and bring that service as close to, you know, spread out the service so that it's more accessible. It's not, you know, 6 days off. It's just being flexible. It doesn't have to have a huge negative impact on their productivity. But I think if they were supported on the journey, you'd probably get that back in spades.
I certainly think it's fair to say a lot of our members are amazing. 100% of them, I'd say, are amazing in this regard. Mm. But it's maybe a perception on the employee's part that they can't raise it. Yeah. And therefore, going into a workplace and talking about this would empower an employee to be like, you know, this is where I'm at. And you're talking about it. Our colleagues are talking about it. I feel I can talk about it now.
Absolutely. You know? And I think that's the key point, Fiona, is that if employers and, you know, Cork Chamber members, if they're having their HR teams or senior management teams are having conversations around fertility or including fertility in the conversation, you know, bringing in information sessions or just having that awareness in their organization, then the employee isn't bringing up the issue of fertility. It's already out there.
That's it. The worry about raising it is kind of gone.
It's gone. Employees and team members will know that their, you know, team leads or their managers and senior management team, they're already having the conversation. So they're not going to be the one person, you know, peeping up, asking for support. they've already been given the green light that support is available. And that's huge.
Obviously, this is a recent enough venture for Sims mm-hmm. to be entering into the workplace. Why did you feel that in recent years it was the time to do it?
We're fortunate in Sims Cork that we have a smaller team. We are a smaller clinic. So these conversations would happen, you know, where we see that gorgeous couple, 34 years old, coming in because her AMH is on the floor. Like, that's avoidable. Mm-hmm. So that becomes a talking point for us as a team. It's like, how can we avoid this? Around that, providing information, we would have termed a kind of, there is an education and advocacy arm to what we do. We need people to avail of it. It's so important to have that, you know, happy employee. As a manager, and I'm sure as a team leader or a HR, you would hate to think that there was a member of your team struggling with infertility and trying to take time off, perception that people can, is she off again today? That's adding to the stress. It's already a stressful journey. Just having that openness, I think, is key. We have very dynamic organizations and companies in this country who are very determined in, you know, providing leadership development pathways, ensuring that, you know, senior managers are, you know, a quarter of them are female. And if companies are really genuine about achieving those things, fertility has to be in that conversation.
Lorna Clancy, Marketing Manager for Sims.
Lorna, thank you so much for joining us here today. Lorna, you have a very informative campaign coming up in the next couple of weeks. Tell me a little bit about it.
Well, what we've decided to do is, our theme of the campaign is When Trying Becomes Trying. And I think it's about, educating people along that journey and what they need to do around the journey. And is your journey taking longer than it should? So if people are trying, then what they need to do, and Sims is there to offer them information around that. And once they go onto our website, they can get onto our admin teams that are there to offer, like at the end of a phone call, you know, they can have a chat and they can see and they can come in for different testing. And it's just a matter of taking a blood test. And then if they want to go on further for further investigations, they can. But I think it's about opening the conversation. And like you kind of went back to and alluded to with Caroline and yourself, knowledge is power. So if it is a case where you're trying and your journey is taking longer than it should, then why is it? So we're kind of here to help people with that information. So the tests are available. We are at the end of a phone call. It is on sims.ie. You know, there's people there that are willing and able to kind of have that conversation with you once you pick up the phone or drop us an email.
Because it can be daunting. And that's what I've got from today. It's a real raising awareness piece, actually. And this campaign, you're hoping, I suppose, will do just that. Raise the awareness and take the kind of fear out of making that call. Because I think a lot
exactly.
of people maybe might find that very daunting.
Well, you know, just because you're making a phone call or sending an email, it doesn't mean that you're signing up for anything. If anything, you're just informing yourself of information, because you can go online and there's just reams and reams of information and it can just all get a bit overwhelming and people can stand back. It's just, I think kind of what we're saying is like, look, don't be afraid, pick up the phone, send us an email. Like, the teams are magic, you know what I mean? And they will talk you through whatever you need. And if you do want to go further and you want to have a test, it's a simple blood test. You see what comes out of that and then you can go on further and do further investigations. But, you know, don't let it become trying, basically, I think is what it is.
Lorna, if I can ask you as well about, I suppose, where this might fit into some of the work packages that are available, because it is about raising awareness. And we spoke a lot with Caroline there about the importance of bringing this into the workplace. You know, can workplaces access some of the information on this if they're hoping to maybe bring this in as a little educational piece in their own workplaces?
Absolutely, absolutely. We can provide webinars. We can chat to the HR team. We can put a schedule together, like Caroline was saying, we can do the lunch and learn, we can do a webinar, we can do a Zoom, we'll tailor it to whatever you need. For information, you know, when trying becomes trying, the information can be found on all our social channels, sims.ie, pick up the phone to any of our clinics. Like we said, we have two clinics in Dublin, one in Clonskea and one in Swords. Our clinic down here in Cork with Caroline, who would be more than happy to help you along the way, and all the team in there are fantastic. And we have satellite clinics also in Limerick, in Carlow and Dundalk, and sims.ie. Everything is on there. So if you need to reach out or along, you know, even it's sending you like a direct message on our social media, we'll pick it up there.